47-step bedtime. Skip page 3, lose the night. Proof that with the right ritual in the right order, you can conjure sleep out of pure chaos. You were tired. You skip the second verse of the song, or read the book with the pages out of order, or let the lotion slide because it was already 8:40 and you just wanted this to be over. And now the whole spell has collapsed. The small body that was drifting is bolt upright, indignant, informing you with total certainty that you did it wrong. This is the magician's ritual missing an ingredient and the trick refusing to land. There's no shame in it. You're not a fraud. You're a person running on fumes who took a shortcut the ritual wasn't built to survive. Tonight might just cost you 40 extra minutes. Start the sequence again in order and let the magic reassemble itself. What may cross your path? You might swap the book, the song order, or the blanket fold and get immediately, loudly called out on it. A rushed bedtime could end with a small voice reciting the steps you skipped back to you, word for word. You may find yourself redoing an entire routine from scratch at 8:45 because the shortcut cost more than it saved. A good enough hug might get rejected in favor of the exact hug pattern that usually closes the night. Go back to step one and do it properly. The ritual isn't negotiable tonight, and neither is your kid. It's faster to redo it right than fight it wrong. Your mantra: the ritual asks for order, not perfection. I can give it order.